Amos, what's that there you got in your hand?
Andy, that tag, I took that off of the world's greatest TV set.
How do you know that's the world's greatest TV set?
Well, I see it right there on the tag, engineered by CBS Columbia.
Yep, that's the greatest.
Yeah.
CBS Columbia, makers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers, present transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Johnny Lee, Ernestine Wade, Amanda Randolph, Sheldon Leonard, Leo Clary, Lud Gluskin's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Hello there, this is Charles Correll. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about the Bright Idea television set of the year, the new CBS Columbia 21-inch table model with sweep tuning. We told you what a tremendous improvement sweep tuning is over ordinary television tuning, how this new CBS Columbia invention adds so much ease and pleasure to your televiewing. Well, many of you not only went to see these new CBS Columbia sets, but we're so delighted with the speed and convenience of sweep tuning that you bought these Bright Idea sets right on the spot. As a result, many dealers were completely sold out in a few days. Well, now all these dealers are stocked up once more and ready to give you a demonstration of CBS Columbia's sweep tuning. But please go to see these sets soon before your dealer is all sold out again. We'll be telling you more about these new CBS Columbia TV sets with sweep tuning later in the show. Meanwhile, remember that CBS Columbia is the TV set manufacturing division of the Columbia Broadcasting System, the greatest name in home entertainment.
Well, Andy and the Kingfish have a job. A swank new office building opened downtown, and the boys have been hired to clean and get the offices ready for rental. Now that he's bringing home money, the Kingfish is really acting the lord and master. Tonight, Mama and Sapphire have cooked a chicken dinner for him, and the Kingfish is really playing the big shot.
Well, I'll have some more of the breast and another drumstick and some of that giblet gravy there.
I hate to mention this, George, dear, but I'm afraid you might overstuff yourself.
Listen, I, as a working man, I need energy like a locomotive. If the Santa Fe didn't have two fellas shoveling coal in the firebox, the super chief might poop out in Pomona. Now, wait a minute, Mama. Is that indigestion, or is you giving me sarcasm from the epiglottis?
It can't be indigestion. After you get finished eating, there ain't enough around here to give a hummingbird indigestion.
What you talking about, Mama? You got a piece of chicken, ain't you?
Huh. I'll tell you one thing. If that bird was a jet plane, I'd have been gnawing on the afterburner.
George, I don't think just because you're working, you should lord it over me and Mama like this.
Oh, let the windbag talk. You're just building up to a big letdown. Sapphire, it's always the fattest hog that leads the parade to the slaughterhouse.
Now, listen, I done had just about enough out of you, fatso.
Fatso? Did you call me fatso?
Yeah, I called you fatso, fatso. If I won't call you fatso, I'll call you fatso. Understand, fatso?
Now, George.
No, George me. Look here, Mama. I was taking your guffin lip for 22 years. I got a job now, and I'm bringing home money. I don't need no more of your handouts. If there's any more lip from you, out you go.
Now, George, please.
No, sir. Any more trouble out of her, and she's going to waddle off into the sun sight like one of them old elephants in a Tarzan picture.
Yes, son-in-law. Anything you say, son-in-law.
Now I'm going to take my coffee in the other room. You two clean up here. Go on, get ready.
Well, Mama Mama, he sure is acting high and mighty.
Don't worry, daughter. Sooner or later, that loafer will have his come down.
Oh, but Mama, the embarrassment. The way he talked to you.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. It makes me glad I put that teaspoon of Drano in his coffee.
He's doing a nice job mopping there, Andy. Yeah, we ought to have the suite of officers finished by tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we'd do a lot better here, Kingfish, if you got off that sofa. In other words, stop with the flopping and do some mopping.
Yeah, but you know, I've been thinking about this cleaning, Andy. We ought to go into business ourselves. Of course, instead of us charging a flat rate of $1 an hour, we could charge by the foot.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, instead of us cleaning this way, suppose we charge 50 cents a cubic foot.
Oh, no, no. I like this work better. I don't want to go around cleaning no Cuban's feet.
Listen, Andy, a cubic foot is in geometry.
I don't care where they is. Let them wash their own feet.
Well, let me explain the thing to you. Now, look here. You know what a foot is, don't you?
Sure I do. I got two of them.
Well, that means a 12-inch foot.
Oh, a little smaller than mine, huh?
I mean, like the foot and the ruler, you know, 12 inches long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you take one of them feet and you square the thing. You multiplies it, and then you pulls out the square root. And there you have it, Andy, cubic feet. Yeah, well, it's just like ice cubes, only bigger. Now, you take this room here. There must be 400 cubic feet in here.
Funny, with that many of them in here, I ought to be able to see one of them.
Listen, Andy, you can't see cubic feet.
Well, if you can't see them, how do you clean them?
Well, now, that's the beauty of cubic feet. Nobody knows whether you've done the work or not, you see.
Oh, me. This explanation gives me the migratory headache. We better go on working the way we is, you know it?
Yeah, you know, the manager got a for-rent sign out in front of the office building here.
Yeah, and he wants $200 a month for this suite, huh?
Yeah, too bad we don't know somebody could afford offices like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, might make a commission for renting it or something. Oh, I tell you, Andy, they,
come in, it's open.
Excuse me, is this the office that's for rent?
Yes, sir. This is the one, yes, sir.
This is an attractive layout. This is just what I've been looking for.
Yeah. Well, it's $200 a month, but you got to talk to the building manager. We got a lot of feet to clean here we ain't seen yet.
Yeah, well, I better talk to him because I would be so grateful if I could run a place like this.
Yeah, well, just how grateful, if you know what I mean.
Well, I might be willing to slip someone, shall we put it, $50?
Well, let's put it that way. That makes a nice hunk of putt pudding, yeah. Just leave the details to me, Mother, but as of now, the place is yours. Now, here's my card. You can call me first thing in the morning.
Thank you very much. The name is Morelli, J. Anthony Morelli.
Say, Kingfish, the manager ain't gonna take somebody that just walks in off the street like that. How you know that fella's honest?
Honest, Andy, it was as plain as the nose on your face. Didn't you see how open and above board he was when they offered me that bribe? Oh, yeah, that means...
Thank you very much, Mr. Stevens. Thank you for calling. It's a deal. I'll move in tomorrow.
Hey, we got the office, huh, Tony?
Yeah, Harry, I took it under the name of J. Anthony Morelli. I want you to take some of the boys and get up there. I want at least a dozen telephones in that office suite by noon tomorrow.
Will do.
Oh, what a perfect front, Harry. A swank office building like that is the last place in the world that the police would look for a bookmaking joint.
Say, Harlow, why don't you tell the folks about the television set that's standing the TV business on its ear?
I'd love to, Charlie. Folks, we're talking about the Bright Idea TV set of the year from CBS Columbia. It's the brilliant new 21-inch CBS Columbia table model with sweep tuning. The first new idea in TV sets in many, many years. This is a set that's brimming with bright ideas. It's got sweep tuning, the quickest, handiest, most sight-saving station tuner ever built. It has a new cabinet finish that can't chip, crack, stain, scratch, or peel. It comes in four perky colors. Its graceful new slenderized cabinet fits any leftover space. And most important, it gives you a picture that's a joy to behold. Why, with its new giant-powered CBS Columbia chassis and built-in antenna, it actually outperforms many sets twice its bulk and price. Oh, what is that price? Just $165, that's right. Only $165 for a 21-inch TV set, including federal tax and warranty. This is the set you've got to see. Ask your dealer for a demonstration of the sensational new CBS Columbia TV with sweep tuning.
Well, Harry, this is a great setup we got with these offices.
Yeah, Tony. Two phones in here and 12 in the back room.
Any bookmaker in town would give his right arm for a setup like this.
Yeah, we ought to have a big day today, especially with that big race at Hialeah.
Look, I want to talk to you about that. Wildfire is the favorite. Now, I don't care what they do at the track. When the calls start coming in, the odds that we are quoting on Wildfire is 6-5.
Yeah, paying any more than that would really put us in a hole.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to do around here for an hour or so. What do you say we duck around the corner for a little breakfast?
I don't think anyone would mess around with the setup.
Harry, nobody messes around with tough Tony Morelli.
Listen, why is we coming down to the fifth floor here, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, that Mr. Morelli moved in this morning, and I think I'd drop by his offices and see if he's comfortable, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of early in the morning. I wonder if he's in yet.
Well, here we are. There's a knock on the door. Door. Nobody there.
Yeah.
Well, I get my pass key out here. Maybe we can do something for Mr. Morelli. Empty his wastebasket or something.
Well, I see he's got some furniture in here, all right.
Yeah, place pretty bad, though, except for them two telephones on the desk there.
Say, Kingfish, why would a man have two telephones?
Well, they're probably important executive, and they're always talking with a phone at each ear, you know.
One to each ear? Hey, Kingfish, look in this other room here. 12 phones. I heard of people being all ears, but this boy must have them cleared down to his waistline.
Yeah, look at that, will you? All these telephones. Wonder what business he could be in.
Well, there ain't nobody here. We might as well get up.
Well, there's the phone, Andy. Better answer. Maybe we can take a message from Mr. Morelli. It's that one near you. That one right there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hello? What? What is that again? No.
No, who was it, Andy?
Oh, some fella had the wrong number. He thunk this was the Pullman Company.
The Pullman Company?
Yeah, he wanted to know if I had a sleeper in the 8th.
Well, I guess with all these telephones here, you get a lot of wrong numbers. Well, we better get back to work, Andy.
Oh, yeah, we're wasting a lot of time.
I'll get this one, Andy. It's near me. Hello? What is that? No, it's 20-8. No, you're welcome.
Come on, Kingfish, come on. What was that about?
Another wrong number. Some crazy fellow mumbled something about Wildfire, and then he didn't know what time it was.
He didn't know what time it was himself?
No. He asked me if it was 6-5. I looked at my watch and I told him, no, it was 20-8. I'll say one thing. He seemed awfully happy when I said 20-8. I know that. Well, that was pretty good supper so far.
Thank you, George.
Well, Mama, what's in the newspaper tonight? I see you got your eyes open for a change. Look in there. What's the matter there, Mama? Is the news that bad, or is your whalebone stairs nipping in the clavicle again?
No. No, I see here in the paper the police is still trying to run down them bookmaking gamblers. They're awful hard to catch, though.
You say the bookmaking gamblers is hard to catch?
Yeah. You know, they keep moving around. Seems the way they do it, they rent space in some swanky office building, put in a lot of telephones and takes bets, and then it moves on before they's caught. You say here, the big gambler they is looking for is called Tough Tony Morelli.
Tough Tony Morelli?
Uh-huh.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going in and lay down.
George, what is the matter? Is you in some kind of trouble?
Well, I ain't saying, but this reminds me of that old song.
Old song?
Yeah, get out the croutons, mother. I is in the soup tonight. Oh.
Look, Stefanelli, there is no sense calling me up and getting excited on a telephone. I know Wildfire won, but the odds were 6-5. What do you mean we quoted 20-8 on a phone? Huh? Well, all right, look, now don't take that attitude. All right, so you're an old customer. Well, for you, I'll pay the 20-8 on your $400 bet. It's cost me my own money, but I'll pay it. All right, I'll send it over.
What's the matter, Tony?
Said he called in this morning for the odds and someone quoted 20-8.
Why should Stefanelli lie like that?
Look, he is not lying. I've known him 15 years. He's a rat, but he's an honest rat. Somebody gave him those odds. Somebody has been in here.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. When we come back from breakfast, I could have sworn I seen them two cleaning fellas coming down the hall. And the bald-headed one had a ring full of keys.
Well, I don't know, but it's cost me over $1,000, so let me have my 45. I am going to pay a little call on that George Kingfish Stevens.
What are you going to do, Tony?
Going to see how fast he can run 6 furlongs with a lead handicap.
Hello, folks. This is Freeman Gosden. I've been telling you for the past few weeks about CBS Columbia 360 Full Fidelity Sound. Do you know what broadcasting engineers around here say about it? Well, they call 360 Sound the finest sound system in any TV set. Here's one of the most remarkable things about 360 Sound. It's not only a joy to listen to, but it actually improves the quality of the picture. Now, I have here a report of a group of scientists who have tested CBS Columbia 360 sound against the sound system of a well-known ordinary make of TV set. The report states that 2 out of every 3 listeners felt the picture quality was best when accompanied by CBS Columbia 360 sound. So there you have impartial evidence that you can get more out of television with a CBS Columbia full fidelity receiver. Its 360 sound system has not one, but 2 speakers. Yes, 2 powerful speakers of special design with deep cones and husky oversized magnets. The speakers are mounted on opposite sides of the cabinet, so the sound is all around you. The whole room plays. Yes, the sound you get from a CBS Columbia full fidelity television set is never thin and harsh. It is always rich and round and lifelike, a perfect background for a perfect picture. That's why we can promise you, you will get more out of television with a CBS Columbia full fidelity TV receiver. Ask your dealer for a demonstration. You will be amazed by the difference.
I hear that tough Tony Morelli has been looking for me with a gun, too. What is I going to do? Let me get in here and see Algonquin J. Calhoun. Oh, Calhoun, I was in a terrible spot, and you got to help me.
Now, calm down, Kingfish, calm down.
Now, listen, Calhoun, a man is out looking for me.
I know, Kingfish, but I'm ready to help you. Because to me, you was just like my own son.
And this fella is really mad at me.
Kingfish, like I say, I is just like a father to you.
And this fella is carrying a gun.
Son, you has just been disinherited.
Calhoun, now look here, you got to help me. Now, the fella is Tough Tony Morelli.
Tough Tony? Now, there is a mean man. If you want to be alive in 55, get out of town.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, out of town. I can hide in the lodge hall here and make my getaway in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, hop a tree in. Oh, thanks for the advice, Calhoun. Thank you for being a friend and a true friend.
Don't mention it, Kingfish. I is your friend.
Oh, a friend is something, all right, Calhoun.
Yeah, Kingfish, you was right. Friendship is a beautiful thing. I'll never forget when I was a young fella. I was prospecting up in Alaska. And one day I got lost out there in the icy waste. I was lost out there for 3 days without food or water. Nobody could find me.
Without food and water?
Yeah. And then they got the idea of sending my faithful dog, Blue Boy, out after me. The faithful dog that I had raised from a little puppy. And that dog swam rivers. He climbed mountains. He trudged through snowdrifts. And after 4 days, old Blue Boy, my faithful friend, finally found me. I was happy to see him again, Kingfish, but I was still tired, exhausted, and starving.
Well, how was the dog?
Delicious.
I got back to the lodge all safe here. I got the blinds pulled down. I locked the office door here. Now I'll push the sofa against the door. Oh, me, I'm still scared. I want to read this timetable here, but I was afraid to turn the lights on. Someone might see it from the outside. I know. I'll go in the closet here and close the door and turn the lights on in there. Yeah, I'll lock it from the inside. Mm-hmm. There we are now. I was all alone.
Hello, Stevens. What kept you?
Well, I had to stop by the station for a time, T. Kept me. It certainly was a mean echo in this here empty closet. Never noticed it before. Let me test it here. Hello?
Shut up!
I don't know what that echo was bouncing off of, but sure bouncing back with a nasty twist to it, ain't it? Yeah, someone in here, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's you, Andy. You're playing a joke on me, ain't you? Ha, 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 yeah.
No. Turn on the light.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Morelli.
Well, Stevens, what do you have to say?
How are you fixed for blades?
Stevens, suppose you and I go into the other room and have a little talk.
Oh, yeah, sir, a little talk. I just noticed it in your hand there. And there ain't nothing that stimulates conversation like a loaded 45, is there?
Turn on the lights.
All right, sir.
All right, Stevens. What is the idea of breaking into my office and quoting odds on my horses?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I didn't do nothing like that. Not me.
Well, someone did, and I'm going to find out who.
Well, it couldn't have been me. I don't know nothing about horses, racetracks, odds, or nothing. I ain't been within 100 yards of a race horse in my whole life.
Yeah, well, it must have been someone who knows a lot about horses.
Say, Kingfish, the door was locked. I had to come in the back way.
Well, well, if it ain't Jockey Brown, the big handicapper.
Kingfish, what are you talking about? I didn't see you had company. Oh, how is you, Mr. Morelli?
Sit down.
That's what I'm doing, sir. Hey, Kingfish, from the gun and the way you eyes is overlapping your cheekbones there, I gather that somewhere along the line we has done made a boo-boo.
Well, look, what were you doing in my office?
The man talked to you. I didn't want to know what you was doing in his office.
Do we mean the office in the Dudley Building?
Oh, mister, you mean the office in the Dudley Building?
That's right.
The one with the two telephones in the first room?
The one with the two telephones in the first room?
That's right.
The one with the 12 telephones in the back room?
Oh, the one with the 12 telephones in the back room?
That's right.
I never see the place.
Now, look, somebody was in my office, and somebody answered the phone, and somebody quoted odds on Wildfire, and somebody cost me $1,000. Now, who did it?
Well, now, wait a minute, mister. I realize that this ain't the time for lying. And I realize that we ain't gonna get no place stalling. So I'm gonna make a clean breast of it and come right out and tell the truth, the whole truth. This here's the man done it right there. There.
Wait a minute here. What do you... Hold everything here. Hold on. Now, wait a minute here. Mister, we was both there. We both done it.
Now, look, it cost me $1,000, and I want my money, and I want it by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Well, I was willing to pay my half. I can borrow on my insurance.
What about you, Stevens?
Well, now, look, mother, I ain't got no money. I just started to work.
Look, Stevens, you have that money here tomorrow morning, or you will be strolling along the bottom of the East River wearing a cement top coat.
Yeah, Amos, I done paid the man off this morning. $500.
Well, Andy, you was crazy to do a thing like that. Why didn't you go to the police?
Well, it's too late now. Mr. Morelli done moved out of that office up there.
Yeah, well, and you say you paid your half of the money, but what about the Kingfish?
Well, now, that's the strange part of it all. He showed up this morning and paid the man $500, too.
Yeah, I wonder where the Kingfish got the money.
Well, I don't know, but... He says something about he's going to have to work awful hard to pay it back.
Yeah, well, I guess he's going ahead and work hard in the cleaning business to pay the money back, huh?
Yeah, but I still can't figure where he got that money. I tell you, Amos, I just can't figure out...
Well, Mama, I must say that the apartment looks cleaner than it ever did. The rugs is vacuumed, the floors is waxed, the furniture's all clean, and the windows is washed. I think that's enough work for one day, Mama.
Nothing doing. You get in there and scrub that kitchen floor. I ain't letting you off the hook till you pays back every nickel of that $500.
Yes, Mama, right away, Mama. Anything you say, Mama, I'll be ready.
Well, folks, we'd like to say goodnight for our sponsor, CBS Columbia, manufacturers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers.
That's right, folks. These sets are engineered by CBS Columbia.
We are inviting all of you to go in and see the brand new CBS Columbia sets for 1955. And when you do, would you be kind enough to tell the dealer that Amos and Andy sent you? Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Be sure to be with us at the same time next Sunday for the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Tonight's program was brought to you by CBS Columbia, manufacturers of full-fidelity television receivers. Now, stay tuned for Armis Brooks, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is the CBS Radio Network.